True Grit has been nominated for 10 Academy Awards this year, including Best Picture. But one category where the film was noticeably absent was Best Original Score. The score for True Grit, which was produced by the Coen brothers, was written by their longtime collaborator, Carter Burwell. He joins us from our studios in New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Carter Burwell, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences disqualified the score because you used familiar music, in this case, hymns. But it's not the first time that you and the Academy have had your difficulties, is it?
No. I think a careful count would say it's the umpteenth time.
Why is that?
I don't know. I also had another film out this year called The Kids Are All Right, which was disqualified because there were too many songs in the film and that distracts from the score. In the case of True Grit, they say that there was a time when scores based on familiar tunes, in particular Broadway tunes, they kept winning. And they thought, well, that's really not fair. And they created this rule that said you couldn't have a score based on pre-existing music.
You've been working with the Coen brothers since their very first film. I mean, these two men have produced extraordinary movies. Fargo is maybe the most famous, Blood Simple. You've scored 14 of their 15 movies. Now, that is a very long working relationship.
I guess it is. My wife thinks they're just too shy to interview other composers, and that's why I'm still working with them. But the way that we work, it really isn't very different. It's we talk a lot at the beginning of the project. Then they go off and shoot, and when they come back with the picture, I just start throwing things up against the picture, and we see what works.
True Grit is a Western, and there's definitely a certain kind of music that's associated with Western movies, kind of galloping music. But your score is very different. Why did you decide to thread all these little references to 19th century hymns through the score?
Well, it's a simple reason, really. It has to do with the book, True Grit, by Charles Portis. If you read the book, it's written in the voice of Mattie Ross, the girl who's the protagonist in the film as well. And it's full of religious reference. You definitely get the impression that that's what she's learned. I don't know if she's had other sort of school learning, but she's definitely had church learning. And it explains a lot of her behavior, the fact that she's willing to go off into the wilderness, chase these very dangerous men. And she's so dedicated to this idea of rough, unquestioning justice that comes from her church learning. So that's true in the book. The movie is not largely, it's not narrated in her voice except for a little bit at the beginning and a little bit at the end. And I felt that once you it would help to remind you why she's doing what she's doing, if the score, which is there all the time, were reminding you of her church background.
You must have gone through a lot of hymns. Did you come away with any special favorites or hymns that you didn't know about that you decided you liked?
Well, actually, my favorite of all of the ones that I found was actually not in a book. I found it in an old Doc Watson recording. It's called Talk About Suffering.
Talk about suffering here below, and talk about loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep following Jesus.
And he refers to it as a hymn, but I was never able to find any claim as to who had authored it or where it came from. And it appears in the film almost exactly in the middle. It's a montage in which the characters are just spending their time going further and further from civilization. And I think that one was my favorite. It's fairly severe and yet lyrical.
How do you figure out where the music goes. I assume you must be looking at pictures, and there must be something about a scene or where the scene is headed that tells you what to do?
There's no simple answer to that question, and there sometimes a scene has basically been created for the purpose of holding music, and anyone looking at the scene would say, yep, music's going to go there. but sometimes it's subtle, and for instance, when Mattie Ross has been bitten by a poisonous snake and she might die and they're days away from civilization, it's a moment when in many other films perhaps you would want music that suggested urgency or it suggested action. But what we do is we go exactly the opposite direction and play that solo piano leaning on the everlasting arms because we want you to think about the exactly the opposite of what you're seeing. You've seen danger and activity, but we in fact want you to pause and think about where she is and the experience she's having.
I know a lot of this music from my childhood. I mean, some of these hymns in their original form are sort of rollicking, you know.
Right, exactly. There's one particular hymn that gives a good example of that. Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. That's a warm, upbeat hymn, very affirming. And we use it that way when Mattie is leaving town and going on her mission. Now, at the very end of the movie, the other end of the film, when she's been bitten by a snake and she's dying, Rooster Cogburn, played by Jeff Bridges, he's ridden this horse to death. Now he has to carry her, and he's carrying her across this barren, moon-like landscape. And I go back to that hymn, to Hold to God's Unchanging Hand, but it can't be affirming. In fact, his situation is almost hopeless. And this was one of the most enjoyable musicological jobs for me, was to take this very upbeat, very positive hymn and make it more complex emotionally. So this piece is called I Will Carry You. And this is as he carries her, tries to get her to medical attention. Reseat the harmonies so that instead of major, some of them are minor. Some of them are more complex. They're even sort of more like jazz or impressionistic. Anyway, those are the things that make it interesting. And of course, you can probably imagine those are the things that frustrate me when I find that that a group of my peers, the Motion Picture Academy, think, this is not something we're going to consider as real composing. And it's true that there is a lot of material there from the original hymn, but there's also a lot of invention, I would, in my own opinion. Anyway, it's certainly very gratifying for me to get to do that kind of writing.
Well, we liked it.
Great.
Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Well, it's a pleasure.
That's film composer Carter Burwell. His most recent work can be heard in the Oscar-nominated films True Grit and The Kids Are All Right.